that's your environment changing too, because once the pole shifts, we've done a great vast number of words on poles, shifting of poles, slipping of poles, magnitude, magnetism, gravity, gravitational pulls, and as they are leasing, you become heavier, so you can stay on this planet or this ball of yarn. As the world turns, so are the days of our lives. Then what happens is you start noticing that the poles become conflicting. Already now they're having to reset altimeters on airplanes now because they don't work anymore. The altimeters are inappropriate, wrong. They don't give the right height anymore because they are closer to the Earth than the altimeter says they are. They do. That's why auto wash doesn't work well on auto landings any longer. They're quickly recalibrating and resetting those, and they don't know why.
Awesome, I now this pole
that was your free part. That was your free part, GQ.
Right, now that was good. Is the pole shift something dramatic that causes, in the Edgar Cayce scenario, you know, huge earthquakes all over the planet, or is it something humans won't even notice,
It puts very foreign things up the bum of Warren Buffett, by a place there by the Queen. By the Queen of fucking England herself. And the CSA rises up with their pitchfork and their torches and burn his little hovel down. Then that moves, and it also has an effect, a causal effect, that puts the granted President Trump in the White House where he's supposed to be. So, mediacology is quite social after all, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, so that is what media are, is social life. So you're a bit peeved at Warren because he pissed off the Queen, who's your ally, right? That's what the
Not our ally. We don't grieve. We don't grieve. We don't even sit shiva, Bob. We're just explaining the words.
All right. And how did we get onto that, Carolyn? Where we were talking about polar shift. So the polar shift, I'm asking, will it cause visible traumatic earthquakes and other things that are traditionally associated with the polar shift?
Yeah, we already asked and answered all that, remember?
You mean it went into Buffett's ass? That's the answer?
No, before that, with the world changing and turning. Then you say, how's it go? Oh, yeah, draft above Joplin, Missouri, the Mystic River goes
okay.
The opposite direction, and things move,
so,
and
Hawaii
moves closer to the Bering, and Hawaii moves closer to the Bering Straits, and they lose about a third of Kuala Lumpur, and most of Indonesia, and they have ISIS, something called ISIS and ISIL in Paris. Very uncomely. Angola, America has a little gizgasm, and that's newsworthy in and of itself. And Janet Yellen's going to do a very good job. Just wait and see if she does not raise interest rates.
Okay, so the traditional, that's one of the most cliche memes on
archetypes.
The internet. Yeah, archetypes in the alternative psychic oracle world. They talk about this massive earth changes. So you agree partly. What are their predictions erroneous about? They create fear around them, right? That's their problem. You don't create fear around this projection.
We never project fear. When you know, you
right.
can't be afraid, because you know.
Nobody could. Nobody could be afraid. Now look at that, people. Nobody could ever be afraid, because they're naturally eternal. There's a new thought, Carolyn. Just like the revelation that energy doesn't exist. The word energy refers to nothing. So, Ian, nobody, thou shalt not be afraid. Means you can't be afraid. So what are people feeling? A fucked up hypothalamus when they think they're feeling emotional terror? What is that if it's not real? Tough question there, Ian. Come on, don't back off.
You'll have to ask George.
George Renault?
No. Akerlof.
Akerlof. Look him up quickly, Carol. George Akerlof. What's that? A-K-A-L-O-F-F?
George. No, A. I got this. I got this. A K E R L O F. His middle name is Arthur.
Eckerloff. What do you get? You get that, Carol? Acker. A K E R L O F. George Arthur Eckerloff. Is he
it's
right
too
on
fast. Here? That's too fast. It's too fast. Go slow.
A K. What? What is he?
American economist.
Aha! He's creating fear memes. All right.
Not.
So
he's
that's
sleeping.
Fear.
He's sleeping. He's sleeping with Janet Yellen.
That's George Eckerloff, right, Carol? I'll just put that now. L-O-F. Got that. George Arthur Eckerloff. Is that right, Carol? Arthur? All right. So fear comes out of economic concerns. That's what you're saying. Survival concerns. Right, Ayam? Is that what you're making?
Fishing for fools.
Fishing for fools. That's the economy. That's right.